La fleur de la solitude. Episode 0. Les nuits blanches. White nights. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy.
Anybody there? Is there anyone I can talk to?
I thought it would be easier. As a child, I always wanted to have a best friend. This was my first time spending Christmas and New Year's Eve away from my family. Solitude became my best friend. I thought it would be easier. I come from a small town where people like to drink coffee.
As a child, I always wanted to. This was my first child. I always wanted to have a best friend.
I come from a small town.
Solitude became my best friend.
I'm not on a good track.
S'il te plaît, chérie, écoute-moi. Non, non, ce n'est pas vrai. De mon point de vue, c'est une histoire complètement différente. S'il te plaît, Monique, attends un instant. Entrez!
Bonjour, madame. Puis-je rentrer?
Oh mon Dieu, already 9:10. Bien sûr, come in, Frida. I'm sorry, I'm just finishing the conversation with Monique.
Ah, no problem. I will wait. Just take your time.
Please, make yourself comfortable. Disinfectant is here, next to the sofa. Chérie, Frida est arrivée. On en reparle, je te le promets. Maintenant, je dois te laisser, j'ai du travail, ok? Bien sûr. Je t'embrasse. Bisous, bisous.
Is everything okay?
Sister's love. She says, tell my beautiful friend that I will call her today.
Ah, merci. Merci beaucoup.
But why didn't you knock earlier? As I was discussing with Monique, I lost the feeling for time.
Oh, no worries. I really thought you might have a patient, so...
Mais non. I work from 11 a.m.
Yeah, I remember. Just, you know, you never know.
consider it, Frida. I'm so happy to see you. Oh, mon Dieu. You see, despite the masks, the gloves, et disinfectant, my body instantly goes for a hug. Pardon. I will just close the window. I cannot support this pandemic anymore. When someone dear comes by, I forget completely. The irony of this new normal is that my business is blooming. I work 24/7. You know that a person needs 4 hugs to survive, 8 to maintain it, and 12 for his, épanouissement.
Growth personnel? personal growth?
oui, growth personnel. Et de self-développement, oui.
Je suis donc mort.
What? You dead? Impossible.
Like it's impossible to avoid the presence of Monsieur COVID-19.
t'as raison. We are all in the same, excusez-moi, situation. Oh, pardon. Please don't worry. This dry cough is not the virus. I tested myself. I am just allergic to house cleaning, as you can see. Unfortunately, I'm not kidding. And the toxin shed by household dust invite my serious allergic responses. including asthma and skin inflammation at their worsening acute period.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Hey, how could you know? Even Monique doesn't know. I mean, she knows in general, but I didn't want to burden her with my health now. She has enough stress with the kids.
Oh, no worries. I won't be a traitor.
Merci. That would be nice. But you are still standing. Please sit here on the sofa. It's just the dust won't kill you. Pardon. Joking helps me to go through the day. But at the same time, it hurts. Still didn't get what's less damaging. Let me put this cloth over it. Voilà. My clients are used to it. At the moment, I live the irony of my life. I am allergic to dust, and in time of pandemic, I lost my... femme de ménage.
Cleaning lady?
Oui, merci. She was my help for years, but this summer she got infected and unfortunately passed away. She was a bit older and had some health problems before, so...
Oh. Please accept my condolences.
Merci, chérie. C'est la vie. Bonne et mauvaise. And as I have to open the windows every hour pour ventiler, to ventilate the room, because of the client, bien sûr. I don't know what's worse, the virus or this smog, dirty air. For 6 months now, I'm trying to find someone, but no luck. Odeur superficielle, or slow, late. Always something. I tried to clean a few times on my own, but as soon as asthma started bothering, I would stop. Then I bought this humidificateur.
Humidifier? Moisturizer?
With moisture and aroma. And I discovered the world of essential oils. Beside these green friends of mine, they are my greatest company.
I see. Oh. But your office is very beautiful.
Yes, yes, under this snow dust cover. besides that you are so talented, you are very decent and kind of see.
But I also think this is situation. I'm sorry, I haven't heard for a better description. But last time we met, c'était au Récollet, n'est-ce pas? En Exposie, in October?
Ooh la la, ouais. It was still warm, and so difficult to breathe. And you sang under the mask. But above all, c'était un soir. The night was, comment dire, vivant.
Ah, vivid.
Oui. It was such a vivid night. Beaucoup de vin rouge and the artists. Oh mon Dieu, les artistes superbes. Oh.
Do you want me to bring you some water?
Ah, non merci. I would go to the toilet every 5 minutes. I was never introduced to poetry comme ça. Mais quel art! Poetry in prose, dressed in music. Magnifique. Et vous? I didn't understand a word, but I understood everything.
Ouais. Vous m'avez dit ça, merci beaucoup. Thank you. I apologize, but I have to say it. I think I've never seen so many plants in one room. I feel like I'm in a botanical garden. I don't know much about them, but I recognize ficus, Aloe vera?
Mm-hmm.
Spider plant?
Bien.
And these beautiful ones. Oh my god. Something, dollars?
Pardon. Everyone loves those. My babies. Chinese dollars or Pileus peperomioides.
You know all the names in Latin?
Most of it.
And these?
They call it the answer tree or eternity plant. Bref, Zizi plant.
Zizi?
Yes. Zamioculcas zamiofolia.
Okay. Zizi plant. Oh, I would so love to know more about plants.
Ouais, les plantes. Ouh, je les adore. Green is my favorite color. And I need some fresh air after this long conversation. These plants give me hope. Oh, some of them are very old. Des fois, j'ai l'impression qu'elles sont mes meilleures amies. Je parle avec elles. Oh, il est probable que dans le quartier, les gens pensent que j'ai quelques amants, car je leur chante toute la journée. Mais il y a longtemps que j'ai arrêté de me soucier de ce que les autres pensent. Not my circus, not my monkey. Je suis très âgée pour ça.
Pardon? Comment dire? May I ask you please to speak a bit slower in French, please? I think I didn't catch all you said, and I'm sure that it was meaningful because you were so excited while talking. You said that you speak to your best friends.
Oh, pardon. I'm so sorry. You are right. I forgot complètement que vous, that you are still learning French. No worries. You are right. I am completely crazy about my green friends. Emotions completely take me and I take my hands off my wheel. and I shouldn't get excited so much as I could suffocate. Suffocate. Well, whatever. From now on, I will slow down and... No. I will speak only in English, okay? Okay. Maybe with some exception, alors I'm not parfait en anglais. Bref. What I wanted to say is that I enjoy hanging out with my plants more than with people. Too many people, too many opinions. And I'm too old for that crap. Voilà.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, but really, the feeling of being incapable to understand the language and missing important information is really frustrating. You see, if you were not Monique's sister and I met you somewhere else, and if you didn't know English so well, probably we wouldn't get the chance to know each other.
But all this is in your head, and they are just maybes and ifs. We got our chance. So why to worry now?
But it is not a matter of now or then. It's non-stop. This voice keeps arguing with me and blocking my effort whenever I try to have some communication in French.
Frida,
I'm missing so many things and opportunities. And at the same time, I'm stagnating with my work, even with my collaborator. We cannot talk normally. I mean, that's not a big problem, but sometimes he uses my poor French as an excuse to solve some issues. But it is not him. I just always have to take more complicated road. If I could do only one thing properly and in a simple way, it would make me so happy. Comme ça.
Chérie, you are here and you don't have to do anything. Pas de pression, No pressure.
I'm sorry. I know that sometimes I'm too hard on myself, and I'm still trying to accept that I'm a slow learner.
Honestly, I think that you exaggerate. After your concert, we talked in French for a few hours. D'art, de philosophie, de psychologie, n'est-ce pas? You are here just for 2-3 months?
Yeah, but it seems it's only getting worse. I'm really trying to learn French for a long time, but every time there is something more important. And then, like this, every conversation starts like this one now, avec les excuses, les explications, and this reminds me, where do I come from? How many things I haven't done or finished? And I don't have much time, as this is my last chance to get the money for the project, and... Okay. Okay.
Bien. You corrected yourself. Ça, c'est bon. Seems like we started before we knew it. Oh, I forgot to offer you de l'eau, du café, du thé.
Merci beaucoup, just the water. I just had un café noir, turc, and it was a mistake. I forgot that I cannot drink it when I'm excited.
Vraiment? Tu es excité? Alors, because of us? Mais non. Mais, it's just me, sister de Monique. And you, you are une personne très ouverte, sociable. Oh, we talked about a lot of stuff. Des trucs spirituels. And you perform in front of so many people very often.
I know. But except with my friends, this is the first time that I talk to someone like this. I mean, you are not a complete stranger, but...
Would you mind if I play some music in the back?
Ah, no, bien sûr. Au contraire. Les plantes. Et la musique, it can't fit better.
J'adorais te proposer d'enlever ton masque, mais... Again. You see, I also need some time to get used to it. Oupa, pardon. I trust that you take care of yourself, but because of my client... And my condition, I cannot risk it. I made this space safe as much as possible.
No problem.
I measure my temperature every day. There are more than 3 meters between us. And before you came, you could see the window was opened. And I disinfected everything with a combination of... tea tree, eucalyptus, lemon, and rosemary. That combination is deadly. I mean for the bacteria.
As far as I know, I'm healthy. And literally, I go directly from Recollet to the studio and back. I hope my collaborator's fine too. But no worries, I will keep it. The safest is the best.
Merci beaucoup. I know that it is not obligatory when the meeting is not official and we are alone.
How it's not official? I told Monique that I will pay.
Oh no, c'est hors de question. Please, I don't want to discuss this. You see, you are not helping us. I like you. You are my sister's friend, and if I can help you even a bit, I will do so. Anyway, more than one conversation is necessary for concrete help, so...
Okay, I won't force it, but And as long as it is only one session, I will accept it as a gift. Voilà. Merci.
Bien. I am happy, Frida, that you are here and that I can help you and your artistic process somehow. I really appreciate what you do. And it would be great if you could consider it as my contribution to your work.
Thank you for your nice words. I can't promise that this fully calms me, but do I have a choice?
Tu vas bien. Just relax. Super. And a bit of moisture. On y va. Oh, pardon. Le téléphone portable. I need to turn it off. Bon, voilà. Let's go. Ma belle, what's happening?
Alors, first I need to thank you for having me so quickly.
Pas de problème, chérie. My job is to help. And the destiny wanted that Monsieur Legrand cancels. It is not I mean me.
Well, it is the universe, the God, the energy.
Bien, you remember.
Anyway, thank you a lot. It is a great privilege to sit here. I know how difficult it is to get an appointment with you. Monique told me how much you work.
Yes, I work a lot. But it is just because I want to. J'adore mon boulot. I love what I do. And at the end, I don't consider it as a job. It is my life. It is really a privilege to do it. So, I am the privileged one. Thank you for having confidence in me and for calling me.
Could you tell me, please, how it is possible for you to see everything from this point of view?
Positif?
Si.
Simplement, j'ai beaucoup pratiqué. And I still practice every day. Meditation, yoga, conversation, books, good food. Les exercices corporels. Physical exercises are of life importance. Très important pour la vie. Everyone would like to be happy and breathe easily, n'est-ce pas? But our house, our home. Oh, putain. Oh, pardon. Oh. You see? And you think that you are the special one. I cannot pronounce the simple H. Bon. La maison has plenty of things inside. And if we get rid of some things, we'll be able to clean it in an easier manner. Écoutez. While exercising, blood circulates. And today, birds know that exercising brings endorphin, happiness hormone. It raises the feeling of self-esteem and how to put it. Les exercices cardiovasculaires make new brain cells that improve the overall efficacy of the brain. And thanks to that, we start seeing brighter colors. You know, beaucoup de clients, lots of clients of mine, they suffer from depression and even more from anxiety. It is the disease of today. And the first thing I ask them is how much time they spend exercising. It is not important what you do. Walking in nature, in the town, doing yoga. It is in my practice. I avoid giving medicines right away. First, if possible, I try to build some new, simple habits in the everyday life of a client. Making a person more interested in himself is my intention and my starting point. I have some clients who succeeded to start doing the exercises despite their stubborn brain who was producing all the obstacles for not doing it. And at the end, People love seeing the results to be more motivated in life, no matter what we are talking about. And seeing the body changing for the better makes a big difference. As usual, it is easier to clean the house in a superficial manner, but also, it is at least a way to start. We can do the details later. Big things are the same for everyone. Just the ways towards them differentiate.
I absolutely agree. I'm an athlete. I mean, I was. Okay, I've been in sports as a teenager, but I had a few injuries of my knees, and for a long time I haven't been running. It's been, my God, I think 11 years? Ooh la la, many. And now, I walk. I do yoga, exercise with gym bands, ball. But I have to admit it, I'm not so proud of my daily workout routine recently. How do you say it in French, recently?
Dernièrement.
Merci. Sometimes for some words, it seems like I hear it for the first time.
And how these injuries happened?
Pendant les exercices en académie, c'était bizarre. On a mon partenaire sur la scène et moi, on a fait l'exercice push, stop, ça. Et
chérie, oui.
S'il vous plaît, listen.
What we are doing now is very important and very fragile. I love your effort, but it won't be the end of the world if we talk just in English. You will have time to practice your French. We will go to a bar one day and practice it, I promise. But I think that now we need all of your presence and focus on your feelings so we could make it easier for you. It is all right to do one thing after another. You don't have to do it all at once, okay?
Okay. Merci. But if we are talking about something that is so sensitive, intimate, and you don't want that I pay, as it is not official, please don't get me wrong. I'm a bit confused. And it's really not helping when you keep talking to me in an official way, as we are complete strangers and as we didn't talk about a bunch of things that night while smoking a cigarette and drinking wine. Somehow, our actions and your words kind of don't match. I'm sorry, I just need some time to adapt to what is our relationship at this moment, and I was really trying to ignore it, but I guess it's bothering me too much, so I just have to say it. It cuts my thoughts, and every time you say, s'il vous plaît, I get some kind of chills.
Oh, I apologize. You are completely right. Whenever I'm in the office, I talk to my clients in that way, so I guess it is called la déformation professionnelle. I apologize. But why not to talk about it?
Well, it is normal to keep some things for ourselves for some time, right? But I think that this kind of conversation demands also honesty from the start, or it makes no sense.
You couldn't put it in a better way.
And
no need to explain it more. I understand. The most important is that you feel relaxed. As it is, as we said, une relation très fragile, it is always desirable that this connection that we professionally call transfer becomes emotional and stable gradually. And to get there, the most promising path starts with equality for both sides, the patient and the therapist. You know, it wasn't always like this. I mean, before. Before, the patient was treated as an object and the therapist had a kind of neutral position. Also, the focus was on the past and the source of the patient's problem. Today, as opposed to focusing on the relationship between the patient and the therapist, contemporary psychotherapy focuses on here and now, and the patient as a subject. In that way, the relationship between the patient and his or her problem is the most important. I guess that's why I wasn't aware of the way I spoke to you. I took my usual way instead of continuing where we started. You see, I needed you to show me how a bit old me. Oh, bon. But no worries, I'm switching. Anyway, in English, vous sounds the same as tu.
You are right.
See, a solution comes in the package with honesty. The answer was here before we knew we had a question. But tell me, please tell me about your injuries, how you got them.
Yes, it was really ridiculous. We were, my partner on the scene and I, we did the exercise called push and stop. And my job was to go through the door and he... it really doesn't matter at the moment. I mean, it makes no sense to talk about it now. It hurt like hell for months, and I really don't like to go back there. Anyway, lots of sleepless nights.
Les nuits blanches. We have a phrase for nights like these.
White nights? It makes more sense like black nights.
Because black is a dark color, then immediately has to refer to a negative context.
Well, it makes sense. May I?
Of course. Of course. Are you a dark person?
Me? Why?
You wear dark clothes?
No. I like your shoes.
Merci. My dancing shoes.
Oh, you dance?
I used to. Now I don't remember the last time I danced.
me too. I don't go much out in the evening. And I don't drink more than 2 glasses of wine. I don't smoke. Okay, I smoke sometimes. After work to distress myself, like that night at Tricoli. And I guess for all these reasons, I don't know, when I'm out, usually I feel like an intruder.
L'intro? Oh my god. When you are serious, you are so funny!
Yeah, I like talking to people, but at the same time, don't support talking about superficial stuff and... And that's more common lately.
Like?
You know, regular stuff. Who did what, when, why, what someone wore.
Casser du sucre sur le dos de quelqu'un. Gossiping.
Right, gossiping. And above all, talking about people that you don't know instead of spending your time in the present moment with the person you are with. What do we have from it?
It seems to me that you got a bit upset.
Yeah, you are right. I don't consider myself a saint, but every time this realization pulls me out of my shoes.
But this is something you cannot affect. You know that has nothing to do with the other people.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, but with myself. I know. I know that everyone is responsible for himself, his
thoughts, feelings, and finally the actions. And I know that I talk now about myself. I spent so much time thinking about these things. I was there. And these things must have touched my wounds that probably hadn't healed yet. My reaction was like that for that reason. I can see the difference. I come from a small town where people like to drink coffee. I love it and... But now what crosses my mind right after saying I love it is that I can also say how I hate it. And I don't hate anything, really. Interesting. I don't know. These double standards, different contexts, different rules, perspectives. All that sometimes drives me crazy, and I so question my integrity, my identity. I love the tradition of enjoying mutual time with friends, with family, and talking, laughing, even crying. But at the same time, I think how it cannot be the purpose to itself. In my country, we love to do nothing. We love to say how something should be done and do nothing. Oh, the best is commenting on a football match. Like 3 summers ago, you and us, the finals. And at the end, the football is more important than the way how things function there. I know that this might be very general to talk about, but from my point of view, it is not. These people, these topics are part of me, part of my life. I came to France with opened wounds. I tried to caress them. I did all my best. But I couldn't stop the rain, the heat, the wind. I feel now I'm waiting for the snow. Snow of my time. If we could just sit and talk and be there for each other. Yeah, and be there for each other. That would be just fine. But by doing it, not that we are not there for each other. We are not here for ourselves either. We are running back and forth on those coffees, but as a matter of fact, not being there at the moment. The topic is not important as long as the intention is worthwhile. As long as the intention is not selfish. To make ourselves greater than the others because it is easier. Yes, it should be easier in general. Life and how we see it and... But I'm sure this is not the way. Everything is relevant to what we give importance to. Everything. And nothing. I remember myself losing my precious time on commenting irrelevant things. I've been there. And I remember knowing deep inside that I shouldn't talk or even think about some things or some people, but I didn't move. And I'm not a tree. I stayed there and had to join them because I felt if I don't do that, I will be invisible, boring. I will be rejected as not the important one. And still, sometimes I find myself there. And that's how I know that I'm not on a good track.
But not important to who?
To people who don't love themselves and who have to get the confirmation of their own opinions over other people's back, no matter if it is true or not. I mean, that's not the issue. What's the truth is irrelevant here, because the truth is something relative. Who are we to say it? We can live our truth, yes, but if we don't live it, but just talk about it, it's just a theory. A long way is ahead of us.
Truth should be everything we focus on.
Yes, and focus is something I lost. As a matter of fact, I feel like I never had it. Until now. I mean,
Recently.
Dernièrement.
Voilà.
Self-focusing leads towards focusing on each other. If we don't know how to listen to ourselves, how can we listen to others with understanding? At one point, some things were just wrong, and I made a mistake by sharing them with my closest ones. I was mocked, teased. And for a long time, I was struggling between the phrase, listen to yourself, and listen to the environment speaking. It is a reflection of yours. Can you imagine what cauchemar was in my head?
Do you remember how we started our first conversation?
Yes, you approached me before Monique had a chance to introduce us, and you asked me for my clothes and the apron.
Oui, le tablier. You think that talking about style, style, fashion, haute couture, I mean clothes in general, that is superficial or no?
I think that fashion is a very sublime expression de la créativité, of creativity. And I mean, I really feel that, and for that reason, I make my own clothes. I know that when you meet someone for the first time, you cannot talk right away about the most intimate desires of your soul, but when people talk all night about materialistic things, about the lives of others, the events, the shows, for me, it's really clarifying that all that is just one big vanity fair. Like, missed life. La vie manquait. At one point, I just decided, while I'm here, not to worry about what language I talk. It was so discouraging when I just arrived. I thought I knew French, but when I started communicating, I really became devastated. People were talking too fast, and I didn't understand a thing. My self-esteem plummeted right to the ground. And because of that, I switched in English, even with you. And as my observer was blocking my character and le sentiment de liberté, I would just drift off during the conversation. And you know what? I realized that it is not so bad to be in your own world. You make it the way you want. I would start talking, and as long as the other side would be interested in me, there would be a flow. If not, the communication would stop. Simple. Everything depended on my effort. At one point, I just realized that I'm just too tired of trying to amuse people to get interested in me. Been there, done that. At the end of a day, that's my job.
Do you miss it?
The work?
What? The stage?
I don't know. When you are for a long time separated from something or someone, you get used to it. Time heals, right? But I'm not sure if this is the case. As I'm here in the process of something that I really strive about, I don't think about myself anymore as a performer. As a matter of fact, I started underestimating its importance, and I think that worries me a bit. When I realized some things deep inside of my being, I just stopped thinking about being an actress. And what came to me is that now, when I'm on this track, I don't want to take the same route ever again. I mean, I know I will take other roads in my life, but if I learn some lessons, what's the use of repeating? And with acting, the same lessons been repeating all over again. Actors are the chosen ones. And I simply cannot allow myself to wait until again someone passes nearby and sees something in me. Life is too precious for that. I mean, it can happen for sure. But I decided that it won't be my first choice. My first choices will depend on me. Then I cannot accuse anyone or anything for my destiny. Like this, whatever happens, it will happen because I'm not the tree anymore, because I moved.
Is that the reason you started your own project?
Yeah, one of the reasons. I have plenty of them, but at the core of them is the need to be free and to find out who I really am. Free from expectations, disappointments, hope, opinions, mine, others, time, boxes, descriptions. As you see, a long way ahead of me. I'm here now, and new country, new language, cultures, customs, prices. Croatia is in the EU, but it is not the same as here. I'm so grateful for this residence, really, but I couldn't afford living here without earning money. So there is an expiry date for me here. And I'm still here, but somehow I already miss it when leaving. This was my first time spending Christmas and New Year's Eve away from my family. It was weird. Yeah, I thought it would be easier.
Being away, far away from loved ones?
Yeah. That's what I believe in the most. The love.
Love is patient.
Love is kind. It does not envy.
That's right.
Just sometimes, it's difficult to be patient and kind when you're lost. And then every other garden seems greener. I remember that sad feeling flooding my throat, eyes, and chest when someone was getting a job, a role, an opportunity. And at the beginning, I was confronting myself with phrases like, be patient, it will come. Obviously not your part. Yours will come when you're ready. And today I tell myself the same stuff just from another corner of the room. And to get from that one corner to another one where I'm today, it took so long. It took all the strength in the world to start being honestly happy for the achievements of the others. Now it's been a long way from there, but that was one of my signals. I knew that if I don't find the right way towards that corner, that I will be drawn into my misery. Nothing but my head depended on my thoughts. I was caught in an endless circle of negative thoughts, like, it will never come. I am not special enough to get it. I'm slow. I'm too much. Wouldn't be accepted amongst colleagues. You wouldn't make it right if you got it. So maybe you've been protected. And in this last one, I even found some optimism. But somehow, deep inside, I didn't feel anyone as a threat. I felt like everyone gets something eventually, that there is enough for everyone. But it was, as I said, much later when I really started thinking that way, when authenticity and oneness became the answer for everything, as it gave me peace each time. Not before I reached my bottom that I started accepting thing by thing about myself. When I started believing that everyone is here for a reason, and for that, he or she has different gifts. and a unique path in life that makes no sense to compare. And after that, other things followed. Like by recognizing how judgmental I was about the lifestyles of others, a whole new perspective opened. As I didn't give myself the freedom, I didn't give it to the others. I know that always, almost as a rule, lack of envy and kindness and patience bring a lot of presents at the end. But I'm still waiting for those presents, and I feel like the patience is so far away.
That's why presents are still not here. You are waiting. You are expecting.
Well, yeah. I'm a human. Kill me. Every action has a reaction.
Sure. But when you expect and wait, you are not present in a moment. You are in the future. And as you are there, you are not here. And that's where anxiety comes from.
I've been struggling on my own until now for a long time. But recently I realized that I really need to talk to someone who I feel good with and who doesn't know much about me, who can see me now. And as I felt some good vibes with you and Monique told me a lot of good stuff about you, you talk English, I felt that the best is to try to talk to you. Usually I talk to my friends. They're my huge support and my therapists. My theory is more friends, less therapists.
What do you mean? What would be my job then?
I don't worry about you. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But the way I see it is, if people are honest to themselves, they will admit their wounds, and in order to evolve, to quit the pain and release themselves, they will start the cleansing. I mean, your house cleaning. And when they finally accept themselves, good and bad side, they leave the fear of being left behind them, because now they know that when they are alone, they're with the person they like. It is only lonely when you are with someone who you don't like. Voila. And then, if you are on the road, it is easier to be a friend. He or she will not be afraid to say his truth to you, and it is up to you how you're going to see it or accept it. The foundation of the relationship is honesty, whether we like how it sounds or not. Talking to someone is of great importance. There are two sorts of people, the ones who don't talk at all, and those who talk too much. As always, the balance is the winner. And now I understand some things more about solitude that I couldn't before. I guess when you don't understand it, you're afraid of it. Solitude became my best friend. As a child, I always wanted to have a best friend, and each one I had chosen made me fill pools with tears. So wanted to, just want to be my bestie, so we could share all our joy, knowledge, world. If only someone had told me how my best friend was already here.
If COVID doesn't kill us, the absence of Axe will. Bien, chérie. This egg is only for survival, I promise. That means if no one hugged you today before me, Now you have to find the 3 more in order to survive, okay?
But isn't this a bit risky?
What is life without a little risk?
Sirius Black. No, you didn't!
Well, give yourself a time to know me. Living is a risk, isn't it? You've been through the earthquake recently. Your town, Zagreb, n'est-ce pas?
Malheureusement.
Nothing is sure in life.
Of course, that doesn't mean we don't have to take care of ourselves.
But in order to assure you that this is more necessary than dangereux, did you know that at the University of Miami School of Medicine, they did a touch research on 100 cases on premature babies, bébés prématurés, about the importance of human touch on human health? And the results they got showed that babies that were hugged and cuddled more were growing faster.
Didn't they do something similar with plants?
Yes, but not them. One of a rare company with a highly developed corporate social responsibility did an experiment in one primary school in Arabia. Kids helped in proving how negative comments can be destructive even for a plant in comparison to a person.
I love those companies that really serve the society. They're good at what they're doing and they really make a difference.
Okay.
Now when your oxytocin, dopamine and serotonin are a bit higher, I can let you go.
Okay. Merci beaucoup.
Pas de quoi, chérie. No need to thank me. Like with the medicines. A hug is also a medicine, you see? By the way, did you know that today is International Day of Hugs and Solitude? 21st of Janvier?
Really? On my birthday?
Ce n'est pas aujourd'hui.
Yes, it is.
Oh, quel bonheur! Bon anniversaire, chérie! Come here again. Another hug. If I'm kissing the air, that doesn't mean I will hug myself. But why didn't you tell me that before?
I don't know. Obviously, today is not my day.
Tiens. Pardon. No alcohol ici à fêter.
Water's perfect. Merci.
So, how do you feel now?
Good. I really do. And after I got a hug, pardon, 2 hugs, now I have to look for only 2 more. I just keep wanting to ask you, what is in this oil in the vaporizer? It is not that désinfectant combination you talked about?
Non, c'est angélique, angélica. It supports our desire to confront our emotional baggage, our anxiety.
Les nuits blanches?
Exactly. Angie welcomes every soul that comes here for the first time.
And where do you buy all those oils?
Different sources. I started a few years ago. I have some friends who supply me and, you know, Oh, you just reminded me how this oil business and its community helped these people in their life process. These people that sell, just like your art is helping you. Ah, we are here. We are all here for the same reason, but our journey differs, and that is the beauty of it.
What do you mean?
Everyone is struggling in finding their shortcut to love themselves. But the truth is that to the best destination, you cannot take a shortcut. I mean, if you try to do that, you will pay the highest price. Do you think that your broken knees helped you love yourself more?
Well,
did it hurt?
Yeah, a lot.
Honestly, do you think you could have taken another road? A motorway, maybe?
No, not at all.
Are we on the same track?
Yes, ma'am.
You come next week? We can talk about the plans?
I'm sorry, but it's too complicated.
But I feel that you still didn't tell me what's really bothering you.
I didn't think I will get all the answers from you.
If it is about the money, really, it's not a problem.
No, I mean...
Okay. Take your time. I just want you to know that you are welcome here.
Merci.
Rane moje odajte se po širini i dubini. Rane moje skorite se i okopniće bom unutrini. Rane moje vidajte se od soli mi suvo lice gori. Rane moje povucite se, dajte srcu da, da se izbori. Otvorite se, da pričaju nam boje.